Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God bless you and welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. How many know that it is kingdom time in the days of our lives that we're living? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto us. So it is a kingdom call because it's kingdom time. To God be the glory. We are excited about what God is doing in our lives, and we are excited about you joining us tonight. I'm Elder Jordan, and I welcome you to our time that we're going to spend together. It is a privilege to have you dial in, you log in, you to join in with us. To God be the glory. Please call and let someone know that we are on the air, Block Talk Radio, Kingdom Call. We are here every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time. And we are here for you. And we want to be a blessing and encouraging. I am excited, and I thank you for taking this time to connect and to join in with us. We want to give you some of our announcements. God is just really doing an awesome work with us. He's opening up doors for us to go in and out and around and do a kingdom work. Hallelujah. And so get your calendars and mark it so that you can connect with us. You can be a part of what God is doing with us in this year of 2015. Amen. So grab your calendars and mark some of these awesome ministry assignments that we have coming up. We are in the ending of our first fruits 21-day fast. Amen. To God be the glory. So there have been many of you from all around that have connected in with us, and we have been excited to draw strength from each other, to have time to pray for one another and have this time that we have set aside, this special time that we have set aside to seek the heart of God for what he wants to say to us, the direction that he wants to give us as we continue our journey in 2015. And so we'll be coming to the end of the fast this week. Shout hallelujah. Amen. 21 days, we'll be ending that on Saturday. So to God be the glory. And I know that there are going to be testimonies. I know that things have already been set up for us in the spirit, that we will see the manifestation this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. So to God be the glory for that. And I thank all of you who joined in on this 21-day journey. February the 27th, we have Laughter, Love to Life. Hallelujah. Laughter, Love to Life. That is Friday, February the 22nd, February the 27th at 6:30 p.m. And that will be at 3213 Highway 30 in Mesquite, Texas. March the 27th, 28th, we'll have our Waiting to Exhale Slumber Party. Amen. So we are going after the young adults, and we're going to pour into them and allow them to exhale in a atmosphere that is going to be fun and loving and warm. Amen. A warm atmosphere. So that's March the 27th through the 28th. April the 11th will be in South Dallas at Edgewood Manor Senior Citizen Apartment. And we will have our Celebrating the Resurrection with them on April the 11th. Now, on Monday night, we have our Kingdom Call International Intercessory Prayer Time. So connect with us every Monday night at 9:30. Send your prayer requests via email, Facebook, however you need to get them to us. We have warriors. We have intercessors that connect, that join in, and we go before the Lord on your behalf. On Friday night, that at midnight, this Friday night at midnight, we will be on a prayer watch as we come off of our fast. We want to enter in, as we have spent time with the Lord, we want to enter in together, amen, and close out our 21-day fast in prayer. Now, you are able to connect with us. We're on social media. We're at Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries. Hit us up. Tell us that you like what we're doing. Encourage us and put a word up there. But like us on Facebook. You can also hit us up on Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can email us at ljwministries@gmail.com, and you can also mail us your prayer requests at P.O. Box 852501, that is Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Amen. So we are out there, and we are wanting to be a blessing, and we need you to help us be a blessing in the name of the Lord. So God bless you for connecting. God bless you for joining in. God bless you for meeting us at these kingdom assignments that God has given us. Amen. It's all about the kingdom, and it's all about us coming together, being about the Father's business. Amen. So notate, put it on your phone, do whatever you need to do. Stay connected with us. We are going places in 2015. Hallelujah. Now, we want to just quickly get back into our studies that we've been doing from the beginning of the month. We're in a new year. God is already saying some great things, some major things, and we need to stay in alignment with his word, with what he is saying. And so we started this year out talking about lining ourselves up, coming into alignment. We have been setting ourselves up, aligning ourselves with what God is saying, with his word, so that we can have, we can reach, we can obtain, we can walk in that he's already ordained for us to walk in 2015. Amen? And so just as a review, because this is the last week of January. This is the last week of the first month of the new year. And so we want, as we will probably end this series of aligning our words and speaking what God has said. That's what we've been doing all month, amen, decreeing and declaring what the word of God says, walking in the fullness of God. We want to end it tonight with a bang, amen. And so we began decreeing what God said, amen. We began understanding that decreeing, walk in the declaration of what God is saying, that means to take a hold to what has already been set, what has already been made as a law, amen? So we decree and then we declare, amen? We make known, we make an announcement of what we have decreed, and we've decreed what God says. And so we have Job 22:28 that lines that up for us, that backs that decreeing and declaring up for us. And it says, "Thou shalt also decree, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. You shall do this." And you can do it because you have been in alignment with his word. Come on now. And so, and then it goes on to say, "And the light shall shine upon you." Amen. And so we're decreeing and declaring all this year, this entire year, nothing but what God says, nothing but what the word says. Amen. And then we announce it. We make known to in the atmosphere, to folks around us, and more importantly, to yourself, to ourselves, that this is what God said. And that is what I'm doing. I'm walking into it just like that. Then we also talked about taking dominion. Amen? Taking dominion. Decreeing, declaring, taking dominion. And when we take dominion, Genesis backs that up for us. He said, "Let them have dominion over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, and over all of the earth and everything that moves." Uh-huh. So that means that we already have the authority to take dominion. But unless we remind ourselves that we have the authority and we can take dominion, we'll miss some things that we should have already had. Mm-hmm. So we want to remember as we go forth in 2014, leaving January, that we take dominion. God has given us that authority to walk in dominion. Then remember, we talked about profession, our profession of our faith, profession of the word, speaking the word, proclaiming the word, announcing the word. What does the word say about your situation? What does the word say about the vision? What does the word say about that God has called you to, that you want to do in 2015, that you've been putting off, those talents, those gifts, that business, that hobby, whatever it is that you've been wanting to do, put the word of God on it. Amen. Begin to profess that thing in the name of Jesus. And then you need to add faith. We need to add faith, for it is impossible to please God if we don't have any faith. And we cannot walk this thing out that God has called us to do in 2015 without faith. Amen. We have to take our faith up a greater level from where it is right now, because what God is calling us to do, what God is even showing and speaking to us, and those who have been fasting and have taken time to seek God, he's revealed some great things to you, and the enemy would want you to think that you cannot do it. But that's why, first of all, he's a liar, and second of all, that's why your faith, we're talking about faith in this month of January, because it's going to take a greater level of faith to believe that we can do what God has called us to do, because it's not within us, because it's not by what we see. It's by what we believe. It's by what we know the word of God. God's word catapults us. Amen? And so we have to take our faith up to a greater level, a greater dimension than where we are right now, than where we were last year, a greater dimension. Tell yourself, I got to come up higher. You have to take yourself higher in your faith level in this year of 2015 to reach for what God wants you to have in 2015, a greater dimension. Amen? And so we don't want to leave January as we have been aligning, as we have been decreeing and declaring, as we have gone through this month meditating on God's word, speaking God's word, decreeing it. I want to release the word tonight that would put the icing on the cake, so to speak. Amen. To let you know that you will be able to accomplish all of the things that you have written in your journal during this month that you've been meditating and spending special time with the Lord. You'll be able to take it, read it, and walk it out in the name of the Lord. Amen. So we want to look at Matthew. We're going to end tonight, unless the Lord takes it further next week. We want to end this month of decreeing and declaring, this month of aligning ourselves up for the new year, setting ourselves in alignment with God, with what he is saying, not with this old flesh and not with what the people that you used to hang with, what they're saying. Because you have a new look on life in 2015. So let's go quickly to Luke, and we're at the first chapter, and we'll start at start at the 26th, and just give you some pointers, and then we're going to seal it in the blood. We're going to seal it with the Holy Spirit, and we're going to walk this thing out in 2015 and see God do great things in us, do great things through us, and we will see the manifestation of it in 2015. Can I get a witness? Okay, starting in Luke 26 chapter, it says, in the sixth month, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to the virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overtake you." And we want to drop down to 37, and it says, "For nothing is impossible with God." Nothing. I need you to know that as we continue into this awesome year of 2015, the year of release, the year of increase, the year of great wonders, that there is nothing impossible with God. Come on here. I need you to grab that. And so the points that I want to pull out of this passage, out of these passages, the nuggets that I want to release over you tonight, it says favor. I decree to you tonight that you are favored. As you go 2015, the favor of God is on you. The favor of God will go before you. This is the year for you to accomplish great works for the Lord. This is the year for you to accomplish great works for the kingdom. This is the year for you to step out of your comfort zone. This is the year for you to step into that the enemy, that you have been keeping yourself from entering into. The year of favor. Favor is upon you. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of their faces. Do not be afraid of what it looks like. Do not accept the report. Walk this thing out. I say move forward. In the name of the Lord, do not be afraid. It's bigger than you. Yes, it is. It's greater than what you can do. Yes, it is. But God has called you to do it, and his favor will go before you because he's favored you, my child. And you're wondering, well, how could this be? How could God release such a awesome ministry, an awesome vision, an awesome work on me? I'm not worthy. I can't do this. I stutter. I can't talk. But I have a ram in the bush, Moses. I got you. You can do this. The greater one is on the inside of you. That's how you can do it. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the God that you serve will overshadow you. Come on. That you will be able to walk it out, that you will be able to accomplish it, that you will be able to reach for it, that you will be able to walk it, walk into it, that you will be able to do it, and nobody will get the credit for it but God. Say, but God, because nothing is impossible with God. I need you to grab that. I need you to understand that you've been favored. I need you to know that there's no reason to be afraid because there's more that is with you than against you. For greater is he, the one who has called you, the one who has given you the vision, the one who has given you the work, the one who has given you the assignment. Greater is he. So you do not need to be fearful of what it looks like, what it sounds like, or even by the work of it. You'll be able to accomplish it. Amen. Receive this word because God is speaking and he is telling us that this year is the year for us to come out of our safety zones, our safe places, and launch into the deep waters and watch God carry you through. No, you can't do it within yourself. No, you can't do it within your own abilities. But he puts his super on your natural and makes it supernatural work of the divine God. And he will bring it to pass. Who will go? Who will go? Here am I, God. Choose me. I'll go. That's why you have to keep the word of God before you. That's why you have to meditate. That's why you have to stay connected to the vine. That's why we have to know his word, because he has great work for us to do in 2015. And that's why we have to realign ourselves and be reminded of the word and stay connected to the vine so that we can accomplish what God is calling us to do in 2015. The devil doesn't like it, but God got you covered. What is it that God has called you to do this year? What is it that he told you to do last year that you didn't do last year? He's given you another chance to do it this year. You tell yourself, I will, because I can, because there's nothing impossible with God. And with you and God, that's the majority, and he's more than enough. You don't need anybody else. So speak to yourself and tell yourself, self, 2015 is going to be the greatest year that I have had in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the year of great wonders, and you serve the wonder. He is a wonder. You serve the wonder. You live to serve the wonder. And he's going to do wondrous works, marvelous works, great things in you. Amen. Stay connected to the vine. Stay spending your time with the Lord. These 21 days that we've been fasting, you set up a pattern. You've set up a system. You've set up time. Stay in that. Don't pull away from it. And watch God move greatly and mightily in you and through you for the glory of God. It's kingdom time. It is kingdom time. You have been favored, my dear. You've been favored. You have been favored. I want to open up the line to allow you to release. Before we end the call, I pray that this has been a blessing. Hit us up on Facebook if you want to release, if you want to share a word as we end this month. We want to give you that opportunity in the name of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Caller, are you there? God
yes.
Bless you, caller. You're on the air.
Yes.
Welcome to a kingdom call. God bless you. God bless you. You're walking in your victory? You're walking in your dominion?
I'm walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
I am victorious in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is your year for release,
yes,
for increase. Amen. This is,
amen,
your year to step into the great works that God has for you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. We decree a thing. Amen.
I receive it.
Amen. We are not born to stay in mediocrity. We're moving forward. We're not going to be complacent. We're going to be on purpose. Amen. We're going to,
amen,
be on purpose with what God has called. We're going to be deliberate about what God is calling us to do in 2015. The devil don't like it, but he cannot stop it. In Jesus'
amen
name. Amen. We're going to take,
amen,
dominion. We're going to profess, and our level of faith is overtaking us, that we can be catapulted into this next move of God, and he wants to use us. He wants,
amen,
to use us.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We have a couple of prayer requests that have come in, and I do want to encourage you to share this broadcast with others. We will not end without the intercessors coming together and lifting the prayer request before the Lord. We have tonight Kenneth, and he's in the hospital with heart problems, pneumonia. We have Pat, Betsy, and she has low white count. Her white count is low. Calcium is high. We have Aunt Merle, who is being hospitalized and looking at an amputation of her leg. Margaret Green is in the hospital ICU. Patricia Matthew, we believe we already received a praise report on her. Praise the Lord. Jamila Nash with kidney. And we want to remember all of our pastors. We want to remember families. We want to remember singles. We want to remember this generation. We want to remember this generation that is faced with so many issues, so many things that the enemy is trying to put upon them. We want to remember our generation that is here, because they are the ones that will be taking over. So we want to remember them in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines, and we're just going to pray in the name of the Lord as we leave the line. I'm opening up. These are intercessors. I'm believing you to join in as we begin to pray for these prayer requests. I believe you are all on the line, so begin to intercede with me as I pray for these requests that we are lifting up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You're on the air. If you're talking, we would need you to go ahead and mute your phone back out as we are going into intercession to pray for these requests that has been have come in to the broadcast. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight, and we praise you, and we glorify your name, God, and we just thank you because you are God, and you are in control, and there's none like you, Father. We praise you tonight, Lord God, for these prayer requests. We praise you tonight, Lord God, because we know there's no failure in you. You are the healer. You are the great physician. You are the mighty and the breasty one. And we call upon your name tonight, Lord God, oh God, to move in a great way for these, your people, Lord God, who have sent their request, Lord God, oh God, for you to move, God. We join our faith tonight, Lord God, in this room, God, for those that are going through, those that are dealing with health issues. Oh, God, these names that we have already lifted up to you, Father, we bring before you tonight, God, every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, every missionary, Lord God, every person that is spreading the gospel, we bring them before you. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we decree that no weapon that will try to form against them will have any room to prosper over their lives. We speak, oh God, greatness and great things over those that are leading your people. Father, we pray for family tonight. Father, we pray for this generation that is struggling with so many different obstacles, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against it. We say that this generation shall live and declare the works of the Lord and not be ashamed of the gospel. Father, we thank you tonight for our listeners, those, my God, who have dialed in, those, my Father, who have logged in. God, we thank you for the listeners. We pray a special blessing, whatever they'd have need of tonight, Lord God. We ask you to meet that need in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for our president. We pray for Israel. We pray for your chosen people, Lord God. We pray for those that are on the battlefield, for the armed forces, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are in control. Your eyes are in all places, beholding the good and the bad. And tonight, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this first month of the new year, God, you have given us some nuggets, Lord God. You release your word in us, Lord God, for us to step into greatness. Oh, God, that you, Lord God, are orchestrating us to accomplish a mighty work for the kingdom in 2015. And, Father, we thank you for the time that you release your word for us to come in alignment with you, that we can obtain all that you have for us. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise on tonight. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. For you and you alone, God, are worthy of all the praise. We thank you. We love you tonight. And we adore you. In Jesus, Yeshua, oh God, we give you praise. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you for dialing in, for being connected with us on tonight. Remember, we're here every Wednesday night at 9:30 Central Standard Time. We also want to invite you to our Monday night Kingdom Call. I've given you our assignments, and we invite you to dial in, to join in, and to connect with us. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. 2015 is going to be an awesome year for the believers. Stay connected to the vine. Stay plugged in. Stay in alignment. He will show you great and mighty things. We bless you on tonight. This is a kingdom call. I'm Elder Jordan because it's kingdom time. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and yours and give you peace, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you and good night. Oh, my God.